Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, since 2012, J.J. Watt's 95.5 sacks are the second most in the league. Not surprisingly, the three-time Defensive Player of the Year had many suitors for his services in free agency, although he caught all of us off guard, right, by signing a two-year deal worth $31 million to join forces with Chandler Jones in Arizona. By the way, Jones' 97 sacks since 2012 are the most in the NFL during that time period. Arizona could be scary with that defense of Watt and Jones. Watt meeting with reporters to explain his decision to sign with the Cards.
The longer I looked at it, the more it just signs kept pointing back down here. You know, there's a lot of exciting things about what's happening down here in Arizona. I've always said in this league you have to have a quarterback to have a chance, and there's a young, extremely talented quarterback here who can do big things and is going from year two to year three and can take an even bigger jump to continue to grow and progress and be even better. Then you've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league, I'm obviously very familiar with. You've got guys like Chandler Jones and Buda Baker and guys all over that defense that are really young, excited guys, ready to get after, ready to fly around and make some plays.
Watt is going to continue making plays wearing the number 99 jersey he made legendary in Houston. Number 99 is retired in Arizona to honor running back Marshall Goldberg, a four-time All-Pro who played for the franchise back in Chicago. Watt confirming he spoke with Goldberg's daughter Ellen and she gave him permission to wear 99 for this season and beyond. Now, one of the premier players who could possibly hit the market when free agency starts exactly 2 weeks from today is Chicago's Allen Robinson. The Bears could apply the franchise tag to him, which is $15.8 million for wide receivers in 2021. General Manager Ryan Pace was pressed by reporters if that decision has already been made.
We have to do what's best for the Bears, too. And so, you know, we consider everything. The league gives us the franchise tag as an option. You know, that tool's there for a reason. We haven't made a firm decision on any of that yet, but we know we have that at our disposal.
Chicago would like to battle Green Bay for supremacy in the NFC North next season. The 2020 division champs have their own free agent decisions to worry about. GM Brian Gutekunst saying it's possible he could use the franchise or transition tag on Pro Bowl running back Aaron Jones. Tag deadline is March 9th. Green Bay, though, hasn't used the franchise tag since 2010, so yeah, it's been a while. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur also had a press conference, and he explained why new defensive coordinator Joe Barry is the right man for the job.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of reasons why. It really was a long process. We interviewed 9 guys, and it just kind of came back to what, you know, first and foremost, what I always look for, and that's a high character person. Then obviously somebody that's extremely a great communicator, knowledgeable, and then the scheme portion. I just thought he checked all the boxes, and he earned it.
Staying in the division now, the Vikings have released veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph, Minnesota selecting him in the second round of the 2011 NFL Draft. Head coach Mike Zimmer releasing a statement saying in part, quote, "It has been an honor to coach him the last 7 seasons. He will be missed, and we wish him and his family nothing but the best." Speaking of the best, join NFL legend Michael Robinson, Mike Robb, and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. Download it today. Oh, and be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys are joined by Raiders Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, as well as Seahawks corner and soon-to-be free agent Shaquille Griffin. That's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern on GMFB. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.